let's hear from KALW News Director Ben Trefney for a top story in the Bay Area today.
Thanks, Hannah. I've been fascinated today with the hundreds of bills our state lawmakers debated in the last 48 hours before they went on recess. There's this really terrific website that my colleague Amber Miles brought to my attention. It's from our friends at Cal Matters. We collaborated with Cal Matters in our election coverage last year. So they highlighted 15 key bills, or packages of bills, that California lawmakers have passed in the last couple of days. It's a really nice presentation, and we'll provide a link at kalw.org. So CalMatters' top pick was a package of affordable housing bills. That includes a $4 billion bond that could come before voters next year, and a bill from San Francisco Senator Scott Wiener that would ease regulations on some affordable housing developments. There's also Senate Leader Kevin DeLeon's bill to limit local law enforcement's cooperation with federal immigration agents. This one is simplified basically as sanctuary state legislation, and it's supported by most Democrats. It's also opposed by the State Sheriff's Association. Another bill in front of the governor now would require community water authorities to test for lead in water systems in schools built before 2010. So there's no organized opposition to this, but there is concern, Hana, about who would pay for problems, since California schools already lag behind the national average in per-pupil spending. So CalMatters highlights a host of others. There's better labeling of chemicals and cleaning products. There's bills that would level the gender pay gaps we experience. There's a bill that would provide free community college tuition across the state. That follows the lead of City College of San Francisco. So there's a lot. And state legislators have done their work for the year. They're gone. They're not due back in Sacramento until January. But the hundreds of bills they rolled through are now on Governor Brown's desk. And he's got until October 15th to sign or veto all of them. Historically, he's signed most of them. We'll keep you posted.